Water dripped on tile. Somewhere in the tunnels nearby, a mech cauterizer's warning siren echoed from ceramic and stone. I leaned against the wall and stared at Johnny. Interstellar war, I said. Both scenarios demand an interstellar war? Yes, there is no escaping that. Can both core groups be wrong in their prediction? No. What happens on Hyperion is problematic, but the disruption in the web and elsewhere is quite clear. The Ultimates use this knowledge as the prime argument for hurrying the next step in core evolution. And what did BB's stolen data show about us, Johnny? Johnny smiled, touched my hand, but did not hold it. It showed that I am somehow part of the Hyperion unknown. Their creation of a Keet Cybrid was a terrible gamble. Only my apparent lack of success as a Keet's analog allowed the stables to preserve me. When I made up my mind to go to Hyperion, the Volatiles killed me with the clear intention of obliterating my AI existence if my Cybrid again made that decision. You did. What happened? They failed. In the Corps' limitless arrogance, they failed to take two things into account. First, that I might invest all consciousness in my Cybrid and thus change the nature of the Keet's analog. Second, that I would go to you. Me? He took my hand. Yes, Ron. It seems that you also are part of the Hyperion unknown. I shook my head. Realizing that there was a numbness in my scalp above and behind my left ear, I raised my hand, half expecting to find damage from the datum plane fight. Instead, my fingers encountered the plastic of a neural shunt socket. I jerked my other hand from Johnny's grasp and stared at him in horror. He'd had me wired while I was unconscious. Johnny held up both hands, palms toward me. I had to, Braun. It may be necessary for the survival of both of us. I made a fist. You fucking low-life son of a bitch! Why do I need to interface directly, you lying bastard? Not with the core, Johnny said softly. With me. You? My arm and fist quivered with the anticipation of smashing his vat-cloned face. You? I sneered. You're human now, remember? Yes, but certain Cybrid functions remain. Do you remember when I touched your hand several days ago and brought us to Datum Plane? I stared at him. I'm not going to Datum Plane again. No, nor am I, but I may need to relay incredible amounts of data to you within a very short period of time. I brought you to a black market surgeon in the dregs last night. She implanted a Schrone disc. Why? The Schrone loop was tiny, no larger than my thumbnail, and very expensive. It held countless field bubble memories, each capable of holding near infinite bits of information. Schrone loops could not be accessed by the biological carrier, and thus were used for courier purposes. A man or woman could carry AI personalities or entire planetary data spheres in a Schrone loop. Hell, a dog could carry all that. Why? I said again, wondering if Johnny or some forces behind Johnny were using me as such a courier. Why? Johnny moved closer and put his hand around my fist. Trust me, Braun. I don't think I'd trusted anyone since Dad blew his brains out 20 years ago and Mom retreated into the pure selfishness of her seclusion. There was no reason in the universe to trust Johnny now, but I did. I relaxed my fist and took his hand. All right, said Johnny. Finish your meal and we'll get busy trying to save our lives. Weapons and drugs were the two easiest things to buy in Dreg's Hive. We spent the last of Johnny's considerable stash of black marks to buy weapons. By 2200 hours, we each wore whiskered Titan Poly body armor. Johnny had a Gunda's mirror black helmet, and I wore a Force Surplus command mask. Johnny's power gauntlets were massive and a bright red. I wore osmosis gloves with killing trim. Johnny carried an ouster hell whip captured on Brescia and had tucked a laser wand in his belt. Along with Dad's automatic, I now carried a Steiner Gin minigun on a gyroed waist brace. It was slaved to my command visor, and I could keep both hands free while firing. Johnny and I looked at each other and began giggling. When the laughter stopped, there was a long silence.